Thank you. the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred service. I confess, while I am young, and me too, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. In my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary and the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, O Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Give me a name, Alexa.
Give
me a name, Alexa.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed upon me. And woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have recompense. But if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. I have become all things to all, to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. Do you know what the runners in the stadium all run in the race? But only one wins the prize. Run so as to win. Every athlete exercises discipline in every way. They do it to win an imperishable crown. A perishable crown. But we an imperishable one. Thus, I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing, nor I drive my body and train it, for fear that, after having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallows a nest, in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed they who dwell in your house, continually they praise you. Blessed the men whose strength you are. Their hearts are set upon the pilgrimage. For a sun and a shield is the Lord God. Grace and glory he bestows. The Lord withholds no good thing from those who walk in sincerity. Alleluia, alleluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord.